Oh, it's another beautiful Wednesday in Oshkosh, and boy, don't we have a cool guest with us today, Joe Lehman, who is thinking very big, and we'll tell you why in just a minute. Joe's a retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel. He was a flyer in Vietnam, trained by the Navy. I just learned he was half your flying time was in airplanes, half in helicopters. I can't imagine being a helicopter pilot, but we are so glad to have you join us today, Joe.
Well, thank you.
What we want to do is talk a little bit about how you and I met there in Dayton when I was out there a month or so ago, and we had a chance to visit a number of new exhibits and things, and during dinner I heard about this Triumph of Flight Foundation and the project that you were working on to build tell us what you're building out there in Dayton, or what you want to build.
Well, I'm happy to do that. We think that the nation's been slow to recognize all of the amazing accomplishments that have happened in aviation and aerospace since Icarus flew too close to the sun, melted the wax on his wings, and became the first aviation fatality, through to the landings on the moon and beyond. So we envision a monument that's 27 stories tall, about the size of the Statue of Liberty.
Whoa!
Just north of Dayton, Ohio.
Where in exactly just north of Dayton, Ohio? Will it be something that people would be able to notice?
Yes. We envision putting this monument up at the intersections of Interstates 70 and 75. Transportation officials tell us that 65 million vehicles pass through that intersection annually. It'll be visible from up to 3 miles away. It'll consist of a Wright B Flyer, the world's first practical aircraft, on top of a gracefully slanted pedestal, sheathed in stainless steel and anchored by 24 beautifully arrayed cables.
I'm actually rendered speechless, which is very bad for radio.
That's kind of what I was at dinner that night when I heard about this.
It's amazing.
And in fact, I walked up to Joe right after he got through talking about this, and I said, "Are you coming to AirVenture?" And he said, "I am, as a matter of fact." I said, "You have got to come and talk to us about this, because I know there are people, there are two sides to this story. There are people that say, why would you waste time on something like this? And then the other people that say, this is really neat. I mean, it's eye-opening. Think about how many people go to New York to see the Statue of Liberty, or go to San Francisco to see the Golden Gate Bridge. Imagine them being focused on something that has to do with aviation when they go through Dayton. I mean, what could be better?
Exactly. And this happens to be at the geographic center of the National Aviation Heritage Area, which was established by Congress in 2004. And we're right pretty much at the geographic center, and we're representing both the many achievements that occurred in aviation in that area, but also the fact that it's a hub for industry recognized nationally and internationally, in fact.
And I think we should also tell the audience that you're not funding this entire project yourself, are you?
No, the board that I serve on is entirely volunteers, a volunteer service. We've been at it for a number of years now. We've just about a year and a half or 2 years ago started our capital campaign to raise the money to build this monument. We have about $2.6 million so far, and we're looking to raise about $18 to $19 million to start construction.
Wow. And so does the foundation already have the land set aside?
Yes. Well, the southwest corner of Interstates 70 and 75 is the land. We have a contract on that land. We have a hold on the land.
And as I understand it, it's going to be more than just a big metal stick with an airplane on top of it,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. Well, I didn't have an opportunity to mention, but at the base of the monument, there'll be the Evolution of Flight Park, and that'll be several acres of park as we envision it today. And the walls of the park will tell the story of aviation, all the amazing, not all, we can't do all, but many of the amazing events that have occurred in aviation and aerospace.
Well, and for people that haven't had the opportunity to visit Dayton, I mean, it was eye-opening for me, because I have flown into Dayton over the years, passed through it, and I never had quite as much involvement with it as I did a month or so ago when I saw the Armstrong Museum, Air and Space Museum, the Wright Bicycle Shop rebuild, the Orville Wright home where we had dinner that night, and there are just, not to mention the Air Force Museum, and yes, there you could spend a week easily and still not see it all.
Exactly. We have a booth here at the air show in Hangar D. Our sponsors are the National Park Service, but we have a little area dedicated. We'd invite listeners today to come by and take a look at what the monument will look like. Also check our website where we run a video where you can see a video on what we think the monument's going to look like.
Well, I think if people are interested in being involved or they want to learn more about this entire process, the project, I mean, what is the website address, we should ask?
Well, thank you. It's the triumphofflight.org, triumphofflight.org, no spaces, just one word. And that'll take you to our website where you can see the video. And if you're interested in helping us put this monument up, there's an opportunity to contribute.
Well, that's pretty exciting. How long do you think it's going to take? And I know that committees are formed and all this stuff happens. If you're really just starting into your capital campaign, what are you looking at? It sounds like you're aiming for something out there.
Well, we certainly are. We're aiming to see this on the horizon north of Dayton. But to answer your question directly, we're anticipating that it'll take us 2 to 3 years, and it's hard to estimate how long it'll take us to raise that estimated $19 million. And then once we won't start construction until we have that, so that we're not risking anybody's money. We're collecting pledges toward that goal. Once we start construction, we think it's another 2 to 4 years beyond that. So the answer is somewhere between 4 and 6 years out, we hope to have the monument constructed.
So before, let's see, what anniversary were we talking about in the last
2027
one?
2027 will be Flying's 100th birthday.
That would be Flying's, but it's also the anniversary of Charlie Lindbergh's flight.
Yes, I knew there was something else going on in our world that was going to be important.
Yeah, so, you know, the 2020s are going to be very interesting for aviation. I like it because I know I've been to the museum at Wright Pat. And of course, when you walk in the door, the first thing you see, or at least when I was there, was a statue of Icarus.
Yes, right.
And that was so moving. My kids were very little, and I brought them there. And those two little girls, we went through this whole museum. We must have been 2 hours in that museum. And do you know what they remembered? And they were under five, okay?
What?
The statue. They came, took me all the way back to the beginning to the statue and said, "Mommy, tell me this story one more time. I need to get that straight in my head."
That's so interesting. We'll have a bronze sculpture of Icarus on the entrance wall, and we'll have the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, at the entrance as well. So my cohort in crime, Byron Kentner, is with me in the booth at our National Park Service area right now. He's noted that almost everybody who walks up has been to the Air Force, the National Museum of the Air Force, so it's not uncommon.
Well, so what do you think are some of the big challenges? I mean, it's certainly gathering the money, but what other kinds of challenges do you think you face in bringing this whole project to fruition?
Well, I'm the director of development. It's my job to raise the money. So the big hurdle I see is money. I'm curious I'm not an engineer, but I was a science major, and I'm just curious how they're going to get a replica of the Wright B flyer that has a wingspan of 144 feet.
Ooh, roughly, that's really big.
Half the size of a football field atop that pedestal. So that. That's going to be a challenge.
And you have to make it so it doesn't fly away in a windstorm.
We were talking about that, not to mention not flying away, but not gathering ice in the wintertime.
We did talk about that. You won't be able to tell from the ground, but the wings are going to actually be inverted. They're not going to be designed to create lift, but rather to create negative lift or to pull the monument down. And that's just one of the ways we're going to ensure that that monument's safe at the top of the pedestal.
I imagine, too, you've got to use the right material so it's not snapping in a windstorm.
Yes.
I was going to say, it seems to me like the logical way to get that airplane up there would be a huge helicopter.
There you go.
I mean, I would have thought you'd have already had one picked out and said, can I fly along while they're
bringing that
baby up there?
That's a good idea. The problem's the downdraft, and you have something there that's, you know, it's going to be a little bit aerodynamic. So there may be issues with the helicopter.
Yeah, and that's not exactly crane height, is it? 27 story cranes. I don't think they.
Don't underestimate cranes.
I'm not sure, Rob.
Maybe they'll build it in pieces or something.
I don't know.
I mean, that's going to be really great. But I'm so glad that, you know, we're. So is the is a donation to the fund, is that tax deductible?
Yes, we're a 501c3. Your donations would be tax deductible, and any amount over $10 is welcome. And you can come by the booth and talk to us about that, or you can check us out online.
That's terrific.
Have they given any thought to letting us sign our names on the Wright B flyer before they hoist it up?
I think that's about the best question I could have gotten as we finish up here. But yes, we have a program called Join the Flight Team. You would need to pledge $1,000 over a period of time, and if you hit the threshold of $1,000, you will have the opportunity to put your name or somebody you'd like to honor or remember on the monument wall.
Joe Lehman from the Triumph of Flight Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us today on EAA Radio.